Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisati. Nagaland State Cabinet has decided to re-examine the induction of non-state civil service, non-SCS officers into Indian Administrative Service, IAS, for the state. According to a press release by Chief Secretary Senti Yangar Imchan, the Cabinet held a meeting yesterday to discuss the issue and review past actions related to the induction process. The meeting noted that while a vacancy circular for the induction of non-SCS officers was approved by the competent authority in 2020, no subsequent cabinet memo or policy decision was taken. It also observed that the vacancy circular dated March 10, 2025 had been issued without proper approval. The cabinet took into account representations submitted by KENSIA and other service associations to the Department of Personnel and Training and the Union Public Service Commission. It also acknowledged a UPSC communication dated October 10, 2025, requesting additional information and documents regarding the panel of eligible officers for the Select List 2024. After reviewing the matter and considering new facts and submissions, the Cabinet decided to recall the panel of names for the Select List 2024 that had been forwarded to the UPSC on September 26, 2025. The Cabinet further resolved to revisit all earlier decisions to ensure a transparent and well-informed policy framework for determining eligibility criteria for non-SCS induction into the IAS. It said that the views of all stakeholders would be sought and advice from the DOPT and UPSC would be obtained before finalizing the policy. The Joint Coordination Committee JCC on IAS induction has called off its over 1 month long agitation on the issue of selection of officers for induction to IAS cadre. In a circular, JCC convener Kitosu stated that the committee had deliberated on the government's decision conveyed through the press release issued yesterday, signed by the Chief Secretary, and decided to acknowledge the cabinet's decision. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has advocated for developing world-class banks in India, adding that discussions are ongoing in this regard. The minister was addressing the 12th SBI Banking and Economics Conclave in Mumbai yesterday. She urged the banking sector to support growth by expanding credit availability. She added that banks must deepen and widen credit flow to productive sectors to promote growth, asserting that the goods and services tax GST rate cuts will spur demand and investment.
Trade facilitation has improved from 93 hours to 49 hours now. So we have undertaken countless path-breaking years of doing business reforms since 2014. The 1,500 archaic laws have been removed. 45,000 compliances have also been removed. The goods and services tax reforms, new generation GST, essentially focusing on rate reduction, you would think, but I would think rate reduction, yes, but process simplification, classification clarity are also part of this GST next generation reforms.
The Students' Experience in Interstate Living Tour organized by Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishat, Rich Nagaland and MAT Advisor of Tribal Affairs and Election Department, H. Tovihoto Aimi, at his residence yesterday. The delegation, comprising representatives from different states across the country, briefed the advisor about the objectives of their tour, which aims to promote cultural exchange and foster intercultural closeness among communities across India. Mr. Aimi lauded the initiative and encouraged the team members to act as cultural ambassadors, spreading awareness about the country's vast and diverse heritage. And in commemoration of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel's 150th birth anniversary, various activities are being held across the state. In Mukokchung, a unity walk or Pad Yatra was held yesterday from Town Hall to Im Kong Myern Sports Complex. The event was actively participated by representatives from District Administration, Police, Assam Rifles, Central Reserved Police Force, Home Guards and Civil Defence, Ex-Servicemen Association, Mokokchun Municipal Council, among other civil and government organizations. In Shamator, the district administration, in collaboration with Shamator Town Students Union, held a district-level painting competition at Shamator Town. Meanwhile, a mass social work was carried out at the Deputy Commissioner's office in Chumukidima. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.